Hello, welcome to July edition of Movie Day Ladies. This is G, M, and V, and we started off the day watching The Host, which is based off a book by Stephanie Meyer, who is of Twilight fame, of course, and it's basically about a race of aliens that are like parasites, and they infect humans and take over their bodies, and one human fights back, sort of, so she can still like think inside of her head, and then it goes through the process of trying to, you know, get the humans back instead of being used by the parasites. So this is starring Saoirse Ronan, Max Irons, Jake Abel, Diane Kruger, and what are our best parts?
Well, this is a tough one to come up with the best part. I would say the lead actress, she did a good job with what she had. So yeah, that's my best part.
I would say the music at the end was really good. And actually the fact that, well, if I say this, you probably know what's going to happen then, so maybe we shouldn't say it. But some things turned out okay, and that was a good thing. That in the end, there were some positive things that happened, and I thought that was good.
My best part would, oh gosh, maybe Max Irons. I like him.
Yes.
And, oh, it had sort of an interesting concept, and it was very shiny and pretty looking in spots because there's a lot of like chrome cars and chrome motorcycles and chrome helicopters.
It wasn't just chrome, it was mirrors. Oh,
really? Yeah, it was interesting.
In the desert.
Though. Yeah.
In the desert.
Yes. So I guess that there's parts of it that were sort of interesting, but that's probably it. So what are our worst parts?
Oh, the dialogue was just awful. Just awful. It was so slow. It reminded me of those B science fiction movies that everybody makes fun of. That's what I kept thinking of as I was watching it, and it's way too long. Way too long.
Well, she does like, it's like the girl is there and the alien host is like talking and moving her body, but there's this overdub of like the girl in her head that's sort of echoey.
Oh, that was awful.
So that was, yeah, interesting. Okay, what was your worst part?
Well, it didn't seem to be, I can't classify the movie what genre it was. There was no action really. There was no, it wasn't like a love story really. It wasn't actually an alien, you know, really powerful alien story. So it was kind of just
dull.
That would be probably it. I couldn't, it was nothing there that really, there was no fighting necessarily. There was no, you know, so it was kind of just there.
My worst part is it was a bit slow and sort of one note. Like nothing exciting ever happened, and there wasn't like a climactic scene at the end where you didn't know what was going to happen. It was just sort of, well, dull, like I said. But
it was very wooden, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Just, especially that one actress. It's like, okay, is she a robot? What is she?
Which one? The Seeker?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The one that's going after, trying to, the alien that's trying to get the alien human back.
I'm sure these actors and actresses were so bored they couldn't do anything with it.
Oh, well, maybe so. I should say that M and I, not so much V, but M and I do like Twilight. So it's, you know,
Twilight.
Yeah,
like,
but you're not.
This was no Twilight.
That's
close.
That's saying something. It really is. I like Twilight knowing what Twilight is, you know, but this is not even, yeah, in the same vicinity as Twilight.
A different dream when she was, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Something different to eat before she went to bed.
Oh my gosh. Okay. What are our ratings?
I'm going to give it a 3 just because the actors and actresses were trying so hard with what they had to work with. So I'll give it a 3.
I would actually give it a 5 because the actor and actresses were pretty good. I'd give it a little bit higher than that, but I understand exactly what M is. I understand that.
You know, the problem is that I feel like I should dislike it more than I do. So I would probably give it a 5 too. For some reason, like, I totally get why it's like really, really not good. But I don't know. I actually might watch it if it came on TV.
You want to take a nap or what?
I don't know.
I would consider it maybe 2.
I do get distracted by shiny objects, though. So maybe I'd...
And Max Irons.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. Yeah.
So anyway, so yeah, I'd probably give it a 5, but I don't think anybody else should watch it.
No, I would not recommend this unless...
The language was good. There was no problem with the language or nudity or anything like that.
It was very easy to follow because it was so slow. Everybody talks so slowly.
Even if you didn't get it, after it went through it a bit, you'd say, oh, yeah. It didn't kind of leave you behind.
Yeah. So, all right. So overall, this is not the best movie, probably. So, yeah. So we have a 3 and 2 5s, and that's being generous.
Well, we have finally watched the original Star Wars movie. We have watched the last 3, which were the first 3, but the new ones. But we just got finished watching Star Wars A New Hope Episode 4. And basically, that's when they find Luke and Han Solo and Leia get together, and they are trying to fight the rebellion, trying to fight the Empire. And this is starring Mark Hamill, Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher. So, what are our favorite parts? This is kind of classic, so. Long pause from M, yes.
I would say the best part of it is what they could do at the time it was made. I mean, it was interesting. It kept you interested for a while. So, yeah, just what they did for the time it was made.
I agree. I think some of the scenes were done very well for that time. And some of the color and the way they used that, I thought was done well. And then I liked Harrison Ford's character. I thought he did... I thought he played it very well and kind of used that type of character in some of the other movies he did after that. And I liked that.
I would have to agree that it's probably Harrison Ford and... The premise is not, like, I don't mind the idea of it, and I think it's interesting and creative, and I think George Lucas is creative. I just don't necessarily like the way that it comes out afterwards, because I get a little bored, because it's just a lot of fighting. But so I guess my favorite would be Han Solo and the concept. So what are our worst parts?
Oh, the starship battle thingy. I think that's what I slept through. I don't know. My eyes did close for a while, so I think that's all that was going on during that time. It put me to sleep.
I think the parts that were done poorly were done poorly. The inside the spaceships, or inside the command center or whatever, sometimes was a little bit bland, and the fighting there was a little bit bland. So that wasn't as good as some of the other parts. So that would be probably, and some of the actual fighting that took place, the battles or whatever, wasn't done it wasn't done very well, but maybe at that time, that's, if I recall, it's probably the best they could do.
See, I get really bored with all like the shooting and the running around, the circling the ship. And that's probably why some people like it, but that's the part that bores me, because I'd rather watch Han being kind of roguish, so. Okay. So I get a little bored with the fighting, but what are our ratings?
I guess I'll give it a 6, just because of what they were able to do. It wasn't bad. I mean, it's okay. A 6.
Yeah, I'd give it a 6 too. I haven't seen it for a long, long time. And actually, it was parts of it were better than I thought they'd be. Than I remembered. So I'd give it a 6.
I actually agree. I'd probably give it a 6 too. Yeah. It's what it is. Yep. So, all right. So that was Star Wars. And next month we will be watching Star Wars episode. Shoot, what are we on? 5. Yeah. Episode 5. So if you want to hear our thoughts on that, it'll be in August. The third movie we watched was Spring Breakers, starring James Franco, Selena Gomez, and Vanessa Hudgens, about a group of 4 girls who go down to Florida for spring break and just are there to party and do drugs and let loose. And they meet James Franco, who is basically a drug dealing criminal. And bad things happen, sort of. Well, they do, but that's a basic plot outline. Now, for our best parts.
Well, James Franco was in it. That's a good part. There was a scene where he had to improvise because it was kind of funny. So I think that was my best part.
There are no best parts in this movie. Sorry, none.
I would have to agree with Marcia about James Franco, because I actually thought he did a good job playing his part, which his part was kind of ridiculous, but I thought he portrayed it well. And that pretty much is my best part. I'm not saying that I liked it, but that was my best part. And I agree. Like, sometimes it was kind of funny in this bizarre way where they have to have been trying to make it funny, even though it seemed like it wasn't supposed to be. I don't know. It's a strange, strange movie. So our worst parts, I think we'll have a little more to say about this.
I don't understand why they made this movie. I'm trying to figure out why. I don't know what else to say. Take it to me.
Once again, the whole thing was the worst part. One big worst part. I agree. I don't know why they made the movie. There must be something I'm missing. And I don't think I missed very much.
Well, at first I thought maybe it was supposed to be like, you know, this kind of coming of age. We're going down and we're going to party and, you know, you're going to get in trouble for it. And then the exploitation of young girls when it comes to like drug dealers and that sort of stuff. But it really wasn't that at all. Like, it really didn't turn out to be that. I mean, maybe a little bit, but yeah. So I guess I don't know exactly what the point of the movie was. I would agree. Except that it was, I don't know if there was trying to be like,
I don't think you can analyze.
Insightful?
Maybe they were trying not to go with what you thought it was going to be.
Yes, but it still doesn't mean why would you make it though, still.
Just to fool us. I don't know.
I couldn't even begin to, I don't know. I don't know.
I do have to say that on our like rating scale of inappropriateness, it's definitely an adult only movie. There's a lot of adult content in this movie. So just as FYI, if somebody does decide to watch it, just be warned.
After however long it was, it gets boring
I mean, after a while, it's just like, okay.
Well, they cut like the same scenes in and out because it's like a linear movie, but then it'll kind of cut back, but it'll repeat the same, like there'll be overdubs of the same, like very repetitious, like James Franco will say the same thing over and over again, and then it'll cut back to the same like party scenes over and over again, to the point where it's almost like if you cut that out, the movie would be 20 minutes, which would have been good.
It's too long.
It has that very indie feel about it, this movie. It's an indie movie through and through, I have to say.
Definitely. Definitely.
All right, now for our ratings.
I'll give it a 3 just for James Franco.
Whoa. I'll give it a probably, I've never done this before. I will give it a 0. There is no rating I can give this. No rating.
Wow. I have to say, the first 45 minutes of the movie, I thought it was absolutely atrocious. Like, the first 45 minutes were completely pointless. Then James Franco came in, and I still don't like it, but I didn't hate it. It started to have a little bit more of, like, a plot when he came in, slightly. So I would give it a, what'd you give it, Em?
3.
Yeah, I'd probably give it a 3 also. For the same reasons.
There was humor. Right?
I'd give it a 3 for the Britney Spears song. There's this nice little part where Britney Spears gets played. And that part is, I was almost shocked. I was like, wait, what is happening right now? Is this actually happening? But, you know.
I told you it was funny in places.
So, but I would not watch the movie for that part because it wasn't funny as much as, like, I was like, wait, this isn't really happening right now. It was more funny in kind of a horrified sort of way. So, anyway, does anybody else have anything to say before we move on?
Don't bother watching it.
Yes, that would be, I think, all in agreement. This is a skip, 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 skip.
We were happy to do that for you all.
That was... Yes. This is why we do this. We're here for you, so you don't sit through an hour and a half of that complete and utter trash. Sorry. All right.
We're not doing it again.
Okay. Okay, we watched Jack the Giant Slayer, starring Nicholas Holt, Stanley Tucci, Ewan McGregor, and it's about basically the story of Jack and the Beanstalk. He goes up the Beanstalk to save the princess. Giants are there. They fight. Giants come down the Beanstalk. They fight. That's the basic plot line. What is your favorite part?
There was a little bit of humor in it here and there. I guess my best part were the giants, even though they didn't look real. But there was humor with the giants part. So, yep, that'd be my best part.
Well, I guess maybe I would say some of the special effects with the beanstalks growing and stuff, yeah, was pretty good. That's really about it. It was kind of average otherwise.
My best part was Ewan McGregor, because I like Ewan McGregor just in general. And when it comes down to it and I can't think of a good part of a movie, I just pick the actor I like the best. So, I like Ewan McGregor. I was glad he was in it and he would have been my choice.
Even with weird hair?
Well, he is this sort of giant faux hawk almost. It's like an extra large faux hawk. But, so yeah, Ewan McGregor. What are our worst parts?
Well, it was kind of boring, seemed long, not very exciting.
Even though there were giants and they were after the people, you know, kind of this war thing. It was kind of slow, because it didn't seem to kind of build up to that, really. So I thought it was kind of slow and yeah, they did what giants do, I guess. Nothing out of the ordinary with the giants.
I think overall it was just kind of boring. Like, it just wasn't very good. It was slow and not much happened, and it got to a point where you're like, oh, the movie could be over now. Nope, just kidding. There's a whole third act. Whole third act that we still have to sit through, which was...
And an awful ending.
Yeah, the ending kind of sucked. Like, the last, like, 2 minutes, you're like, what? Really? Who approved this? So, yeah, it just wasn't very good. I'll be honest with you, it just wasn't very good. So what would our ratings be?
I'll give it a 4.
Yep, that's what I was thinking too, a 4.
I actually would agree on that. This was a very low rated movie day. We've got 4s, we had a 0, our first 0 of the ever. I think our highest rating was a 6 maybe. Yeah. That's very disappointing. So
the one that didn't work in the player.
Yeah, we were going to watch Judge Dredd, but the DVD didn't work. It said it was, like, invalid. I don't know how a DVD can be invalid, but let me tell you, we will be returning that one. So, anyway.
It better be.
Yeah, so if we go through all this trouble of Judge Dredd being invalid, and if it turns out that the DVD player was accurate, I'm going to be very upset. But... All right, so Jack the Giant Slayer, which he didn't really slay that many giants either, I would say it's probably a skip. Completely unnecessary. Nothing stands out.
Nope, you don't need to watch this one.
Skippity skip skip again. So, all right. Our next movie day, we don't know when it's going to be yet, but it'll be in August sometime. And... MovieDayLadies.com, Twitter, Movie Day Ladies, Facebook, Movie Day Ladies. If you don't know who we are, Movie Day Ladies. Peace out.